This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Human rights observers and international journalists are reporting on civilian deaths, forced expulsions, and other human rights violations committed by competing ethnic groups in northern Iraq. Human Rights Watch reported yesterday that at least 40 civilians have been killed in ethnic and political violence in recent days in the city of Kirkuk. In rural areas, armed Kurdish forces reportedly have forced ethnic Arabs from several villages. Before the Iraq War, many international observers had warned that the overthrow of Saddam Hussein's regime might result in a new outbreak of ethnic violence in the region, and they had urged the U.S. government to prevent it. Newsweek reporter Babak Deganpisha is in northern Iraq. Have you seen any of these forced expulsions of Arabs by Kurds?
Yes, actually, I met with an Arab sheikh about 2 days ago, and he was in the city of Kirkuk renting a car to go back to his village and start moving his things out, because since the city fell into Kurdish hands initially, a lot of the Kurdish militias have moved south of the city of Kirkuk and been harassing the Arabs there. It's still a little bit unclear whether this is something that has been, tacitly approved by the Kurdish parties or whether this is the Kurdish militias operating on their own. But the fact that it is taking place is, sort of indisputable at this point.
Well, what's the evidence Kurds were the ones who forced these people to leave?
The best evidence is the testimony of those people getting harassed, and there have been journalists who have seen the Kurdish militias coming into the villages and, sort of shooting off their guns and scaring the villagers there. That seems to be the most clear evidence, and the Human Rights Watch investigators also.
Many of the ethnic Arabs were settled in northern Iraq by Saddam Hussein's government in recent decades, and they were put into villages where Kurds had lived. So are the Kurds simply seeking revenge?
It's a very, complicated and, messy issue. They are basically taking revenge. They come and tell the Arabs that, it's their ancestral homeland and try to push them out. And in some cases, both groups have a deed to the land. Saddam did move sometimes entire Arab villages from the south and promised them fertile land in the north and moved them there and gave them money to be able to start farming in the region. And now the Kurds come back with deeds that they have that possibly predate those ones that some of these Arab families or entire villages may have. So it's a very messy issue, and the best way to solve it obviously would be to go through a court system, but right now there is definitely a power vacuum in the city, and things are pretty messy.
How widespread is this? Is this dozens of homes, hundreds, thousands?
Well, at the moment, it seems like, the villages that have been evacuated, it would be less than 10. And the residents of those villages may range anywhere from 200-300 up to 1,000. It's hard to say because, some of the people may have left, some of those Arabs may have left before the conflict began to avoid the war.
Is the U.S. military doing anything to control the situation?
They are, to a certain extent. The civilian affairs officers who are based at the governorate in Kirkuk are meeting both with Kurdish leaders, are meeting with the Arab sheikhs. There are, a lot of the Arab villagers are coming daily to the governorate in Kirkuk, to get a letter for protection or just simply to air their grievances with the U.S. Military commanders. So they should be aware of what's going on, but again, it's such a complicated issue, and it's really not something they probably want to get involved in long term, but unfortunately it looks like they may have to if they want to establish some kind of order and stability in this region.
How's this working? I mean, are U.S. soldiers being asked to resolve real estate disputes going back decades?
It's not, getting that far, but, for the moment, I think what the Arabs and, what the Arab residents that I've talked to are asking for is just security. They just say, simply, if you would just give us a handful of Marines to come and, say, block the road to our village, they would be happy with that until there is, some kind of interim administration in place that would, possibly police this region a little bit more.
Babak Deganpisha, northern Iraq, for Newsweek.